More than 2 million people were forced to flee their homes last year, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Its annual Global Trends report has just been released, and it puts the number of displaced people around the world to a record 70.8 million. Adrian Edwards is UNHCR's head of news and media. That figure has doubled in the last 20 years, Adrian. Hello.
It has indeed. These are very high figures. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, was established in 1950, almost 70 years ago, and we've not seen higher levels than this. So we have two things, I think, going on here. One is very high numbers of forcibly displaced people worldwide becoming an entrenched phenomenon. Over the last 20 years, it's consistently been high. For this century, the 21st century, it is becoming the norm, seeing this. At the same time, we are seeing a mix of things going on. One is that there's long protracted conflicts, such as Afghanistan or Somalia, or these days Syria too, which continue to keep large numbers of people forcibly displaced. At the same time, new ones are emerging, and we're simply not ending these conflicts fast enough, and hence these very big numbers we have.
Now, there's 70.8 million people. I mean, that's a huge figure. But they're all individuals, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. What kind of situations have they been forced to flee from, apart from those conflicts that you mentioned?
Well, it's a very good point you make. I mean, we have to remember that these are not just statistics. These are more than 70 million people individually, personally, paying the price of persecution, of war and of conflict around the world. And that's an extraordinary level of suffering, if you like. It's a population equivalent in size to something between the population of Thailand and that of Turkey, to put it in perspective. So we are indeed facing a very high level. That presents huge challenges to the international community, to businesses, to the private sector, elsewhere, to host communities, to us all in dealing with this. Where there has been progress in recent years has been in, I think, a growing recognition between countries and including with development actors, including the World Bank and others, that we can no longer address refugee situations as short-term phenomena. Four out of five refugees worldwide have been refugees for at least 5 years. One out of five has been a refugee for 20 years or more. So these aren't short-term phenomena. We have to have long-term thinking about them and long-term solutions in mind.
How many of those refugees are living a life similar to the one from which they fled?
Well, if you look at internally displaced people, in other words, people displaced inside their own countries, they are often the people in real difficulty. Very often, getting aid and help to them means trying to access them through conflict zones. And the typical case there, or an example, I should say, is the case of Syrians. There's millions of people inside Syria who we're trying to access, as with other humanitarian partners, to help them, essentially by crossing front lines and conflict lines. So these are the people we really have to be extremely concerned about. They get less attention than refugees very often. And worldwide, we are seeing their numbers too at historic highs. Out of this 70 million, almost two-thirds of people are internally displaced. So it's very important that this group is not forgotten. Refugees elsewhere, however, in some places they're being welcomed. As we know, there is a very different, more or less receptive environment to them in other countries. And when we have this focus on keeping migrants out, on keeping foreigners out, on anti-refugee sentiment, that has a direct effect on these people.
Yes, of course, with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. He told DW during the week that some politicians are portraying these people as a threat in order to get votes.
What frustrates me is, of course, this toxic environment that stigmatizes, criticizes, portrays refugees, migrants, sometimes even foreigners, as the enemy.
Well, certainly populists everywhere profit from discontent at immigration, at migration, sometimes at refugees too. That's something we're seeing in a number of different countries. But I don't think it tells the whole picture. We also are seeing countries where they're very positive examples. If you look at the case of, for example, Ethiopia in recent years, many new progressive policies are being introduced there to help with things such as health, with schooling, with livelihoods. If you look at Germany, which was strongly criticised in some quarters after 2015, when many refugees and asylum seekers were allowed in, Germany, in many ways, is doing some groundbreaking and leading work in pushing forward on integration there. There are positive examples to be found. And I think the third element to add there is that we are increasingly seeing between countries consensus that, rather like climate change, forced displacement is an issue that no country can address alone. It does require countries to work together on this. The scale of it is simply too vast. By, if you like, erecting border fences, building walls, that doesn't solve the underlying problems here. You don't solve humanitarian crises with such measures. And I think there is recognition now growing that we need to have common and coherent international responses.
Adrian Edwards, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's Adrian Edwards, UNHCR's Head of News and Media.